Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Subjecting or Subject.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Now, God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels, but someone has testified somewhere. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The word of the Lord. It's really interesting to look at different translations of a scripture passage. Today's reading from the letter to the Hebrews is a good example. In the New American Bible translation, which we use at Mass, the writer talks about the Son of Man and that all things are subjected to him. The NSRV, New Standard Revised Version, says that all things are subjected to them, meaning all humans, you and me. Now, it makes sense that all creation is subjected to Jesus. He is, after all, divine. But what does it mean that all of creation is subjected to us? Sadly, some see this as an opportunity to justify the exploitation of creation, ignoring the damage done to the earth in the name of commerce and wealth. They don't see that short-term profits will result in long-term damage and destruction. Having control of natural resources really means stewarding their use for the benefit of all. Speaking of all, the passage also implies subjection of people. Now, we know what this has led to in slavery, redlining in housing, discrimination everywhere else. Even the Catholic Church is guilty of segregating people into certain churches, and religious congregations have rejected women and men due to race, gender, or nationality. What we need is a new way of looking at subjecting. The origin of the word subject comes from Latin, meaning to throw under, and this is how most of us would consider the word. But when Aristotle talks about subjection, he means material from which things are made. The divine is what all things are made from, and Jesus is the image of this invisible divinity. He is the pioneer for all, and he becomes the most human for us through suffering and ultimately through death. We know that we will all die at some point, and that many of us will experience suffering along the way. But what about the rest of our lives? It occurs to me that there are other intentional deaths that we might choose throughout our lives to live out the divine subjecting. We can die to the need to put everyone and everything under our own will. We can die to the need to use God's creation and creatures for our own good. We can die to the attitude that others, because of their race, gender, nationality, or creed, should be subject to us. We might let go of fear or rigid expectation and open ourselves to the possibility of something new, something that maybe looks more divine. We are also made in the divine image and called to imitate Jesus in our care and treatment of our world and all who are part of it. Let us then put to death our need to throw under and instead live in a way that spreads the divine love that we are made from.